fighting for America.
I do lead by example.
So are you going to give up your cell phone?
No, I'm not going to give up my...
Are you going to give up your car?
Are you going to give up yours?
I'm not the one who's here talking about the environment.
Fighting for Idaho.
You don't have to take my word for it. You don't have to take Al Gore's word for it. You don't have to take the IPCC's word. You can just wake up pretty much any day and listen to Mother Nature, who is screaming at us about it.
Fighting for you.
Steel has about 97% steel and about 3% trace elements. And those little alloys give it the strength. And so I want my administration to have a few trace elements in there.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Five eighty KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning as we continue on. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Congressman Mike Simpson with us here. It's been a while. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. And congratulations on the Marconi Award. I hadn't had a chance to tell you that.
Well, thank you, sir. You're always on the forefront of these things, so yeah. I appreciate you you giving us that. It's really a tribute to all the community service that goes on in this great state and the nonprofits that work with us. But I've got a couple questions for you. I don't know if you caught the president. He was just on a second ago taking a look at ISIS and ISIL and this coalition. And if you haven't heard it, I don't blame you because, again, it came on like when you were en route.
Right.
Talking about that we're arm in arm with our coalition. You do the research on this. What do you make of these attacks last night, sir?
Well, everybody knows that ISIL or ISIS, whatever you want to call it, is a bad actor and needs to be taken care of. And I don't have any problem with the aerial attacks, the bombings that have been going on to degrade them and so forth. I voted against the resolution that would have allowed for the arming of the Syrian moderates, I guess you'd call them. I'm not sure who we're arming.
The Syrian Free Army this week, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know for sure who we're arming. I'm not sure that a year or 2 years from now, those weapons won't be turned on us. And, you know, when people talk about moderates in the Middle East, I get a little nervous because so far I haven't seen a lot of them. And I don't understand how one day the president can say arming the Syrian moderates would be a fairy tale, you know, that they would be able to take on ISIS. And all of a sudden it becomes the necessary part of taking out ISIS that we arm the Syrian free rebels to be our boots on the ground. I also don't understand how the president can give a speech and one day say, or not one day, in one speech, say that this is a direct threat to the United States, ISIS is, and we're going to bomb them, but we're not going to put any boots on the ground. To me, if it's a direct threat to the United States, you take them out by whatever means necessary, and you don't tell people what you're not going to do. So I don't think we have a strategy in the Middle East. The president even announced he didn't have a strategy a week before he gave a speech last week. So I guess it was 2 weeks ago. Said they didn't have a strategy yet on ISIL. So I'm very uncomfortable with what's going on there and the potential that it would drag us into another war.
Congressman Simpson, when the president says not once, not three times, but five times, no boots on the ground, I mean, you've been around, we've all been around. That's a tough promise to keep.
You've got boots on the ground there now. You know, they're not in a combat role. They're in an advisor role and stuff. If you remember, Vietnam started with advisors in Vietnam. And at some point in time, then boots went on the ground. That is a very, very tough promise to keep because the question now is, even with the bombings that were last night, as I understand it, they've been fairly effective. Who's going to step in and take that territory? Because at some point in time, you got to occupy that territory. Now, is it the free Syrian rebels that is going to do that? Is it the Assad regime that's going to do that?
Which, by the way, the free Syrian rebels, as you pointed out, heck, a couple months ago, they were working with ISIS against Assad.
That's
very
right.
Confusing.
Yeah, it is very confusing. And I don't want us to get in the middle of another ground war in the Middle East without knowing what our strategy is, at least, what we're trying to accomplish.
That is indeed what are we accomplishing here at 580 KIDO. Let's go to Pro Life. He was waiting for you. Pro Life, you're on with Congressman Simpson. Good morning.
Yeah, you know, one of our big problems in this United States is that we murder a lot of our preborn babies, and we've never determined when legal personhood begins. And I just have a kind of a yes or no question.
When does personhood begin? Is that your question?
Yeah, but does legal personhood begin at fertilization or some other point, and what point would it begin?
That's a debate that's been going on for centuries, or I shouldn't say centuries, for decades within this country, ever since Roe v. Wade, is when life begins. I have my belief that I think life begins at conception. Others think it begins at viability. Others believe it begins when a baby is born. So, you know, who's right? You got to go with what you think is what you believe.
Yeah, and then you should sponsor personhood at fertilization then.
All right, there's a suggestion, Pro-Life. Thank you for the call. Thank you for listening to 580KIDO. Back to you, and you're a pretty big deal on appropriations.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm on appropriations.
Well, appropriations is all about money, right?
Right.
You know, you get concerned when we're spending millions for these tomahawks and everything else. I mean, we seem to be footing the bill for this. And, you know, people in Idaho are worried about their kids' future, their kids' kids' futures, and we're spending money like we have it.
Yeah, this authorization to train the Free Syrian Rebels is about $500 million, they anticipate. We are currently $17 trillion in debt, almost $18 trillion in debt. We have been bringing down the annual budget deficit by reducing discretionary spending every year for the last 4 years. First time that's ever happened. So we've been making tough decisions. Unfortunately, what's happening is the entitlement programs and so forth are growing faster than we can reduce the rest of the debt. So the deficit continues to grow. We've got to get in and do entitlement reform, tax reform, and a few things like that if we're going to get this country on a sound financial basis again and start reducing the debt rather than growing it.
Let me ask you the art of being a congressman, and we'll take more calls here for Congressman Simpson here at 580-5436. You pretty much shun the national spotlight. You're you know, an expert at uber localism. You're, you know, we'll see a video of you defending the potato before what's his name, you know, former governor Vilsack or Vilsack or whatever his name is. You do the work that's not going to get you a lot of headlines, but that's the true work of being in Congress, right?
Yeah, it is, and that's what I do. And by the way, Vlasic is a pickle. Vilsack.
Thanks. He seems like a pickle the way he picks on the potato.
I know it. I mentioned that to him one day, and I said, apparently you haven't seen our commercials, and that there's only 100 calories in an average potato and so forth. And he said, well, it's not the potato. It's everything you put on it. I said, well, you don't blame the potato for that.
Right.
But they're trying to take potatoes off of the WIC program and stuff, and all the evidence suggests that people on WIC actually need to eat fewer white potatoes than people not on WIC. And they're the best source of fiber and potassium and other things, the cheapest source.
Good source of revenue for the state, too.
Yeah. You know, the thing is that with the potato growers, this is not going to expand their income a lot. There's not all that many potatoes you're going to sell on WIC. What it is, it's the message that's being sent by the Department of Agriculture that potatoes aren't good for you.
Right.
And that's just nonsense. So, you know, I try to work on issues that affect Idaho. Obviously, we get into national issues. I'm very involved in trying to get our budget deficit back in order with the Go Big Coalition and those types of things. Immigration reform is going to be a big issue coming up in this coming Congress. And I'm very interested in working on those issues. But, yeah, you still have to take care of what's going on in your district and your state.
That's the important thing. But before we I do want to do a follow-up, though, on money, because that is the number one issue for folks. But let's go to Bill in Caldwell at 580KIDO for Congressman Mike Simpson. Hey, Bill.
Good morning. Good
morning,
Congressman. Thank you for your good service in Congress.
You bet.
My frustration, I think, is shared by a lot of us in Idaho and others across the country, and that is with Speaker Boehner. You voted the right way, as far as I'm concerned, on this attack in Syria and so on, and I appreciate that, because we don't have a strategy. And at the same time, it seems as if the Republican Party has no strategy, coherent strategy. You've got Boehner wanting to jump in line with Obama all the time. And I'm wondering if there's any chance, any possibility that after the next election, we can dump this guy and get a leader in the Congress, because Boehner certainly is not a leader or a unifier. What do you think?
Well, I disagree with you on that. I think John's been a good speaker, and I think he's worked hard trying to bring a conference together that's very divided. If you look at this vote on Syria, It was kind of a strange vote, both on the Democratic and the Republican side. 71 Republicans voted against it, and I think it was like 80-something Democrats voted against it, or 90 Democrats voted against it. You look at it, and it was the progressives that never vote for the military voted against it, and it was also some of the people in the Armed Services Committee that are very supportive of our military and taking military action voted against it because of the lack of a strategy. But I think John has tried to unite our conference and is doing a better and better job. I can tell you, I wouldn't take that job in a heartbeat.
You don't want to be speaker?
No, not
majority leader?
Not under
majority
the current
whip?
Circumstances, no.
You just want to be a congressman in Idaho.
I just want to do my job.
Well, I appreciate your attitude, and I appreciate your representing us in Congress. But I would respectfully disagree. I think Boehner is a poor leader. I think he has failed to even make clear to the nation what the Republican Party stands for. And the guy that's running against you was on with Miller last week, and I heard him, and he said the same thing. He said, you know, there's the Republican
Party has
the party of Ted Cruz. They have the party of Marco Rubio. They have the party of Senator Paul. There's no cohesion here, and I'm really afraid that's going to lead to a Democratic win in 2016, and that would be a tragedy for our country. But thank you, sir. Have a good day.
I will tell you.
All right, Bill, thank you for the call.
One of the real problems and one of the real challenges is we have, just like the country is divided, and if you look at polls and stuff, it's more divided than it's ever been. Congress is the same way. And trying to lead a conference that has 30 or 40 members who don't understand that you win as a team or you lose as a team is sometimes very hard, and trying to get a majority to do anything. And if we take the Senate, the Republicans take the Senate, and we have the House and the Senate, and all we do is argue among ourselves still, 2016 will be a bad year for Republicans and for the presidency.
More coming up with Congress.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Congressman Mike Simpson with us here, and we go to the mailbag. And we go to one of our progressive listeners who has been with us from the very beginning, the Boise rabble-rouser, who tells me that he points to a USA Today article talking about the CBO, that the deficit is going to fall quicker than normal. The deficit this year is expected to be $514 billion, just 3% the size of the economy, and a significant less than the $1.4 trillion deficit Congress ran up when it pumped the stimulus into the economy. He believes the deficit's going down. Life is good.
The deficit has been going down. It's been going down because we've been cutting spending, and also because slowly, in fact, slower than any other recovery in history, right, the economy is starting to come back. You've seen unemployment go from the, what was it, 10-point-something% down to, I think, 6.1%. That doesn't account all of those people that have quit looking for work. It's still too high, and the economy has not recovered yet, but it is moving slowly in the right direction. We'd like to move it a lot quicker in the right direction.
Now we have our, well, he can't call in because he called in once today because he doesn't believe the ISIS threat. Our friend Tom Munns wanting to ask Congressman Simpson if a constitutional declaration of war is required prior to an attack.
You know, that's a very interesting question, and it's one that's going to be debated as soon as we get back into to Congress. In the past, declarations of war have always been against countries, against Japan, against Germany, or that type of thing. This is not a country. This is an ideology or a terrorist group or whatever. And what the president is going on now is the AUMF, the Authorization for the Use of Military Force, that was granted to President Bush in 2003 or 2001 to go after Al-Qaeda. And some would say Al-Qaeda and its affiliates. This is a group that started as an affiliate of Al-Qaeda and has become so radical that even Al-Qaeda has disowned them. But that will be debated when we get back into Congress. I think, and was very insistent when this last vote came up on the authorization to arm the Syrian rebels, that we have a separate vote on it, that it not just be included in the continuing resolution to fund the government for till December 12th, because that puts people in a bad position of, you know, you don't want to shut down the government, but I don't want to vote for this resolution for the authorization of training these rebels and arming these rebels. So we did a separate vote on that, and then it went into the CR and passed. But I think Congress needs to have more voice and needs to stand up and say that we are required to do these debates. And if a declaration of war or an authorization for the use of military force is required, then that's what Congress needs to do.
Congressman Mike Simpson with us here at 580 KIDO. What do you make of your opponent, Mr. Stallings?
Seems like deja vu all over again. I ran against him in 1998. He and I were the two candidates running for this seat when I was first elected. And since that time, I've obviously served in Congress. And I know that he's been trying to get me for the last 16 years, I guess. he served on the Pocatello City Council after that. And I like Richard. He's, you know, he's a good guy. He sometimes says some things that I don't even think he believes, but about me. But, you know, that's okay. It's what the way campaigns work.
Quickly to Ian, 20 seconds with Congressman Simpson. Go ahead, Ian.
Hey, congratulations on your win in November, Congressman.
Thank you.
Do you think that we'll ever get back to the point where the country's operating on budget and not continuing resolution?
All right, yeah. Great call. Thank you.
Yes, we will. I've said that I'm going to live until I see that day. It is, you would think the one thing that Congress has to do is to fund the federal government. And we know every year when the fiscal year starts, that's October 1st, we ought to be able to do our budgets on time, and I think that's one of the things that we're working toward. We in the House have been passing our budgets and getting them ready for conference and everything else. The Senate has not passed one of the 12 appropriation bills. That's been the real holdup and the problem. And we need to have a partner on the other side of the rotunda in the Senate that actually passes appropriation bills so that we can conference them. And frankly, the reason we need to do individual bills and conference them is that as Republicans with a Democratic president, the only way you're going to get some of the policy changes you want is to put them in appropriation bills. That's just the reality. So we need to be fighting to make sure that we do the regular appropriation process. It's something I've been fighting for years, and we're going to continue to fight for it.
Congressman Simpson, to be continued. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thank you.
There you have it. Congressman Mike Simpson fighting for us. By the way, at 580-5436, big things going on the Internet. Kevin Miller with you here. You could see this on my Facebook at Kevin Miller on Facebook at 580KIDO. Also, the 580KIDO Facebook has this audio, and in it we're asking you this question. Based on what you're hearing right now, basically we have Joe Biden. And based on what Joe Biden says, was Mitt Romney right? And whether you like Mitt Romney or not, would he have made a better president based on his prediction, his prognostications, his accurate or inaccurate analysis of international politics, of domestic politics? If we could go back, would we vote for Romney again just based on what Joe Biden says here?
About foreign policy, you caught some of it in his speech. He said it was a mistake to end the war in Iraq and bring all of our warriors home. He said it was a mistake to set an end date for our warriors in Afghanistan and bring them home. He implies by the speech that he's ready to go to war in Syria and Iran. He wants to move from cooperation to confrontation with Putin's Russia. And these guys say the president's out of touch?
The president's out of touch. Now, I could be like The Voice. I could be like Adam Levine or Blake Shelton, who's coming to town, and go, well, golly. And I'm not making fun of people that talk that way. I love people that talk that way. Well, shucks. Y'all, looks like Mitt Romney had a point. Very simple, very easy on this hump day at 580-5436. Was Mitt Romney right? Quickly, Sweet William, check to see if Mitt Romney Was Right is taken as a domain name. That's a great book. Mitt Romney Was Right. And yet you had people ignoring him. John McCain, hardly an astute politician outside the state of Arizona, got more votes in Idaho than Mitt Romney. What went wrong? I guess that people will be talking about that for quite some time. But Think about just the magic of video where we have Joe Biden saying this.
And listen to what he says about foreign policy. You caught some of it in his speech. He said it was a mistake to end the war in Iraq and bring all of our warriors home. He said it was a mistake to set an end date for our warriors in Afghanistan and bring them home. He implies by the speech that he's ready to go to war in Syria and Iran. He wants to move from cooperation to confrontation with Putin's Russia. And these guys say the president's out of touch?
America's armed forces began strikes against ISIL targets in Syria. Today, the American people give thanks for the extraordinary service of our men and women in uniform, including the pilots who flew these missions with the courage and professionalism that we've come to expect from the finest military that the world's ever known.
Man, it's either going to make you angry or just smile at that one, right? 580-5436. Coming up next, a few things. We'll take a look at national politics. Also, what would happen if you got a bill of over $100,000 from a doctor you never saw? Big news yesterday we'll discuss at 580-KIDO. You're listening to Kevin Miller on Idaho's first radio station, 580-KIDO.
Kevin Miller wants to hear from you.
I appreciate you, Kevin. I'm your biggest fan.
Yes, good morning, Kevin. I love your show, by the way.
You got a great show. I sure appreciate it, Kevin. You are my morning.
So there's a lot of people out here appreciate your show and appreciate what you do.
Kevin, stay fired up.
Earning your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award. 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Oh, the song of Pharrell there. Fedora wearing an L. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Hey, coming up, what would happen if you had a bill over six figures from a surgeon that you never saw? We'll talk about that, but first, our great friend Jeff Manasso, 2 days in a row on the Big 580. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
No, not bad. Not bad. Are you a fan of The Voice at all?
Yeah, I am. Okay. I am. Every now and again, if I see it, if it's on, I'll watch it.
Now, did you watch American Idol in the day?
I did the first several seasons.
Isn't it kind of strange how society's changed where we used to watch American Idol for Simon Cowell being critical, and yet on The Voice, it's the exact opposite? Adam Levine going, oh, I really wish I would have picked that person, as opposed to Simon Cowell going, you're wasting my time.
I don't know. I watched for the talent and also the backstories. I think people like that stuff. I think when it becomes gossip and drama about the judges,
yeah,
which it did in its later years, then people just got kind of tired of it because that's not why people tuned in. And it kind of became all about the judges and their drama. And not so much about the artists, unfortunately, and that's why people started tuning out, I believe.
Well, people are tuning into politics, whether it's Wisconsin or across the country. Could it be possible that Scott Walker gets the boot?
Well, the latest polls, at least the Real Clear Politics average, Walker's ahead of Democrat Mary Burke, the former Secretary of Commerce in the state of Wisconsin and owner of the Trek Bicycle Company. He's ahead of her by about 4 points. Local polls, the margin is a little slimmer, but anything can happen between now and Election Day. And Scott Walker is enemy number one for a lot of unions. You remember Act 10. Mm-hmm. That he pushed through back in 2011 that caused an uproar outside the Capitol in Wisconsin, where you had protesters from outstate coming from just about everywhere and big union heads coming in. Essentially what he did was he stripped local and state public unions of their power and forced local and state public employees to pay a little bit more for their health insurance. He's enemy number one for a lot of the national unions. The National Education Association union essentially saying that they're targeting Scott Walker this fall. That's one of their top priorities. The American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees earlier said this month that it had a score to settle with Walker. So they're dumping resources, money, and time.
Jeff? Well, to finish that point, we lost Jeff. Jeff's gone. So we were building on that. We were talking a little bit about the reason why we were talking about Wisconsin. And no, we don't live in Green Bay or Milwaukee with Laverne and Shirley or anything else at 580KIDO. What we were doing was just to kind of give you a taste of what's going on nationally, politically, and how it would impact us here. So we apologize for that. We'll do better next time. Let's look at a couple things. Number one, we were talking a little bit earlier about this clip from Joe Biden. If you're just tuning in, I've got to look at that domain name. Now, you don't go to the domain site and get my domain for me or for yourself and steal my idea. I could see that right now. But you talk about making a bunch of money, proving that Mitt Romney was right in the last presidential election.
And listen to what he says about foreign policy. You caught some of it in his speech. He said it was a mistake to end the war in Iraq and bring all of our warriors home.
Was it a mistake? Should we have pressed for a status forces agreement? Hey, that Maliki, he sure has done a good job, y'all. Good.
He said it was a mistake to set an end date for our warriors in Afghanistan and bring them home. He implies by the speech that he's ready to go to war in Syria and Iran. He wants to move from cooperation to confrontation with Putin's Russia. And these guys say the president's out of touch?
Well, based on what we've seen, what we've heard, and we heard from the president live yesterday, is the president out of touch? Now, there is a photo making its way around the internet where you have the president giving a salute to the Marines, getting off Marine One, and the president of the United States is seen holding a coffee cup. Now, you don't have to be raised in a military family. You don't have to serve in the military. You just have to be around the military folks and the terms squared away, up and at them, ready to go, means something. And as you know, those of you that have served, a salute is a sign of respect. It is a sign of importance. And there are some branches where you have a whole day of making sure your hands are properly placed. And to have the commander in chief, now a lot of his defenders and a lot of people that are coming to this program, thanks to our friend Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, who's expanding the tent, are going to say, Kevin, you and your little hillbilly militia, heck, we have Republicans calling us rednecks. I guess we truly are the people's show. We've got the Republicans calling us rednecks, and we've got the Democrats calling us hillbillies, which I don't know really the difference between them. But regardless, at 580KIDO, here you have the commander-in-chief who didn't serve, who many of his critics say has a disdain for the military, holding a coffee cup while he's giving a salute. Now, I'm more inclined, and I will get personal with you, I'm more inclined to say, oh, Kevin, no big deal, but it is a big deal. And for those of you that don't think it's a big deal, here we have the commander-in-chief with the coffee cup. Now, maybe it's photoshopped. I don't know. It could be.
Oh, I bet you say that to all the girls that come on.
Oh, who let her in? However, at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, it's another example, in my opinion, of someone who's out of touch. Heck, Bill Clinton, the draft avoider, because I don't think that we can be polarizing anymore and say draft dodger, the draft avoider, the draft dodger, never did that. And was it really that important holding the coffee cup? What does that say? I think it says a lot. And to the people that disagree with me, they're going to say, Kevin, that's no big dang deal. Obama's good. Tell that to the people in Kuwait, Afghanistan. Tell that to the people that are doing their very best to get by and that have beautiful little children and that have chosen to serve our great nation. Tell it to them. To Linda and Emmett, who will join us tomorrow night at Foothills Christian Church as we seek to end domestic violence beginning at 7 o'clock in Boise. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. I saw that clip of him coming off that helicopter last night, and I was never so embarrassed for our country as I was then. It just absolutely, and it made me mad, too. How dare he? You know, it's like, what is he thinking? Or does he have a brain to think with?
That's a good one. You know, my dad used to say about me, if I had a brain, I'd be dangerous.
Well, I've been told that a time or two myself, but nonetheless, what a disrespectful act is. I haven't seen him do anything that stupid in a long time.
Well, especially now that we're fighting ISIS and we've got the military going.
Well, yeah, and you know, we're coming up on the midterm elections. You know, who's going to vote Democrat if that's what our Democratic president does? It's an absolute slap in the face for their services and especially for the Marines who, you know, cart him all over the place. My God. Ugh. Really made me angry. I will see you. I will see you tomorrow night, 7 o'clock.
Thank you, honey.
Okay, dear. Take care.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Our friend Linda from Emmett, Gene and Cuna with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. I've got to say, after being in the military for 14 years myself, to see this guy do what he did coming off of that chopper. It's just totally out there. I don't think he has any respect for anybody. The military is what would be at a moment's call to lay the lives down for this guy. And I just say this because I love this country. But to see this guy in office, I don't think I would lay my life down for him at all. Kevin, this guy is just out there, and Biden making the comments he made, what does it take? If we wouldn't have pulled out of Iraq, then ISIS probably wouldn't have got foothold in the first place. Because it's like you've seen these African movies where the hyenas, they go in after the kill, or they go in for the kill, and then the vultures go in afterwards. Well, it's kind of the same principle. You know, we left a bunch of carcasses around, and here come the vultures in afterwards, trying to take up what we tried to establish, and we pulled out way too soon. There should have been at least a first force there to deal with some of these people. But no, he says, okay, we got to get everybody out of there, and I agree. I mean, no more human life should be lost from the U.S., but how much more human life is going to be lost now because these people are in power? And it just shouldn't have been done. It really shouldn't have, Kevin. I really feel for the people that are going to have to put the boots back on the ground, because they will, you mark my words, they will be putting boots back on the ground. If they want to get rid of this force once and for all, they've got to have people on the ground taking out ISIS piece by piece, bit by bit. So, my friend, you have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. God bless.
God bless, Gene. Thank you for the call. All right, 6:51. Let's get you to traffic at 5.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And listen to what he says about foreign policy. You caught some of it in his speech. He said it was a mistake to end the war in Iraq and bring all of our warriors home. He said it was a mistake to set an end date for our warriors in Afghanistan and bring them home. He implies by the speech that he's ready to go to war in Syria and Iran. He wants to move from cooperation to confrontation with Putin's Russia. And these guys say the president's out of touch?
Oh, we're not going to war with Syria or Russia, are we? Ron Paul Jim with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO.
Morning, Kevin. You know, I just was looking at all these proxy wars that we've been involved in, you know, supporting the Muslim Brotherhood and the overthrow of Gaddafi. And now, you know, we want to get rid of this, you know, the vicious dictator Assad, which is, by the way, defending my relatives, my wife's relatives in, you know, in Damascus, keeping them safe where they don't have to walk behind their male counterpart 10 feet and cover their heads and veils and not allowed to drive. You know, they don't have to do that in Syria. But we're supposed to believe that he's a radical and that these people that we're funding and financing and training and arming, teaching how to use our weaponry, giving them logistic support, giving them air support. We're supposed to believe that these people are, you know, more moderate, you know, and that they won't do the things that we're accusing of those other leaders over there.
Right, Ron Paul, Jim, I'm sorry, good points. I got to run quickly to traffic at 580 KIDO.